Blog Talk Radio. Love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host and producer, Nicole. Nicole's a beautiful young woman, a writer, an entrepreneur, and a lesbian, not necessarily in that order, and she's here to share her love stories and her war stories with us. She's a voice that will make all of us women stop blaming everything on the opposite sex. Ms. Nicole knows women are making some of the same kinds of mistakes in their relationships with each other. Well, hello, Nicole. How are you today?
Hello, darling. How are you?
Good, good, good. It was a nice, beautiful, warm day today.
Oh, yes, it was.
It was a good day for a motorcycle ride, but you couldn't go on one, could you, today?
No, I've been working since the wee hours of the morning.
Yep, it's the long days, you know, what can I tell you? And when it starts getting dark by 5 o'clock, it's going to really feel long, isn't it? So
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Let's enjoy it while we still have a little, you know, daylight here. So, you know, I don't know how you've been, but I've been really good. Everything is good. And, you know, people are getting a little corona blues more than ever. I just can see, I think it's because we're getting now into where it's going to get colder in winter. So I think when it first hit, we were kind of spring, summer, and
yep,
the fall. But now when we're starting to go to the winter, I think it's getting people a little depressed because, you know, at least people go outside, they could eat outside and all those kinds of fun things. So, you know.
Well, yeah, I think, but I mean, I don't know. I think that if you're creative enough, you can find something to bring you a little bit of joy, whether or not the weather is cooperating.
That's what we have to. We have no choice, you know.
Yeah.
No choice. We have to find our way through this, you know, to the other side. And you know, we have a lot of listeners tonight, and I know there's a few people that have emailed me. So the first call we'll do. Well, we're going to put Debbie Tony on for a minute because I know she's been wanting to talk. So, and then we're going to go to the 651 with the 4757. You see
Got
that
it.
One? And the 347-0905 first, okay? And then from there you can do some screening, okay? But
okay.
I know those two people have emailed me, so I know who they are. But let's hear what Ms. Debbie Tony has to say tonight.
All righty then.
Hello, Cindy.
Hi, Miss Debbie Tony. How are you today?
You're right. I have so much to say. First of all, the moon is directly in between Jupiter and Saturn. So for those of you who are into the stars, it's so easy to see, and it's clear right now. However, we know that Mercury is in retrograde, which is the line of Bobby in this show. But I feel it. Everything is going wrong today. Everything. FaceTime, Skyping. I have to have a person on the phone and the computer at the same time. They just canceled our House of Karma rehearsal just now for conflicts. Everybody's having conflicts just now. And I was just going to remind you to remind everybody we must tell them about House of Karma, Karma Bombs.
No, the Karma Bombs. The Karma Bombs is going to be on Halloween. And it's going to be a Zoom staged reading with Debbie Tony and some other wonderful people. And they were supposed to rehearse tonight. So I think, you know, I don't know if you could make the rehearsal tomorrow. I can't. So I don't know.
I'm going to do my best. I have something planned. I bought tickets, and I'm going to have to try to come home early from this thing. I don't want to miss rehearsal. You know how I am.
Oh, yeah.
I must be there. So I'll do my best. But this is, like, crazy because I moved things to be there tonight. You know, and I move my lesson later, and I move things to make sure I was there at rehearsal tonight, and now it's getting moved to tomorrow. And I'm just like, there's so many things happening. I just need to take a step back because my anxiety just went, whew.
Right. And, well, you know, that's what I'm saying. And, you know, with me, when people change a day or a time, that's just like originally the rehearsal was supposed to be all next week. So I had the Tuesday, Thursday, which was supposed to be the first time, you know. So if once people change with me, I can't do anything about it anymore because I just can't move 8 readings around. And I don't even have any day off to stick them in. So
correct.
And it just, I can't. So
the problem is there's only 7 days in a week for us, and
yes,
we need about 14.
Yeah.
We have to create a Canunday because I need another day. And it's supposed to be COVID and people are bored out of their minds. I don't understand that. I never was bored. Okay, I was in bed for 8 weeks, but I was never bored. Oh my God.
No, Debbie Tony in bed with Debbie Tony. What could be boring? But I'm glad. No, I'm never bored either. That's a word that I don't have enough time to be bored, really. I don't.
Who put it in
the
dictionary? That's a problem.
Right.
I think people want to be bored. There's so much to do. There's so much. And music is so great for people that are depressed and people that are lonely and people that are sad. Music and the arts bring you out of that because you go into another world. People should try it if they've never done it before. You know, acting,
right,
singing, dancing, anything creative, art, it doesn't matter what they're doing. They have to come out of it and find their own way out of it.
Right, exactly. And that's what, you know, sometimes find, you know, art, find your thing. And I just know that, you know, I'm always busy, you're always busy. And I'm hoping some of them will give, going to put the link on Facebook and on my website. So if people want to hear.
Good idea.
Because it's a fun one. It's going to be on Halloween, so it's kind of a spooky Halloweenish. Not really spooky, but you know, it's New Ages and kind of
fun. And it has some haunting things and you know, furniture falling and pictures falling and things like that. Yep, come in a visit. It's perfect for Halloween.
So
and
I
also,
think we're
Cindy,
gonna...
don't forget about the voting.
Oh yes, Best of Long Island Press is right now nominated for Best Psychic, and I would love if you would vote for me.
It's easy.
It's on the Best of Long Island Press. It's also on my website. If you go to my blog page, all the information is there. I do post it on Facebook, so I would appreciate that very much. And thank you for reminding me, Debbie.
Yes.
You're like a good friend. What can I tell you?
Well, you are a good friend to everyone, so you deserve it. It's time to give back. So by supporting your play and supporting you, I think that's only fair.
And I did finish one this week that's called No Rest for a Soul. And and I'm going to send that to you because I think you and Peter would be very good. It's only like a 10-minute one, and it's about someone going to the other side and beginning to get their life review who's committed suicide. So
I just got chills.
And I don't usually write plays with any kind of morals in them, you know, like a moral, but this one sort of had to be written. And I've already gotten 2 reviews of it. I posted it the day, it's funny, I wrote it one day and the next day I got 2 reviews on New Play Exchange. So I don't know.
I just got chills in my legs. Do you think that Ben might be around?
I think so, Ben. Yeah, and that's who sort of inspired it because his brother had posted something on Facebook saying there's, you know, Ben, you know, believed in Buddhism and then Ben, he said, I should tell my brother rest in peace, but, you know, there's no rest for a soul. Come up with the idea.
What a great
no
title.
Rest.
I'm just getting very emotional just with the
so
title.
I wrote it for Ben and and right after the day Ben died, I found out that Angels, Mice, and Men is being published, and so there'll be a little dedication for him in there too. So
beautiful.
Was something. So I did write it for Ben just because I felt like, I don't know, what do people do with their sorrow and their grief and their feelings and hurt? Artists draw, or you know, people dance.
They write.
I write. So
songs,
you know,
write plays.
We try to create from our pain instead of destroying.
Adele won so many Grammys with that, whatever breakup she had. She wrote so many songs that won one Grammy after the other. So that's what you're doing. You're writing one play after the other.
Right, that's what I said.
Congratulations.
I said, you know, and then inspired it. So I just for that. So thank you for calling. We've got a lot of listeners, Sam. We tried to get to Pat at first because Pat's having a job issue. And and when you have to find a new job, that's a big deal. So I want to try to make sure I get to her. So
thank you
for calling in. And
you're welcome. We'll
speak soon. Okay, all right. Bye.
Bye, Cindy.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Nicole, want to tell us about Pat?
Well, yes. Pat actually is just calling in with an update, Cindy. You know, she said that you know what it's all about. It's concerning work. So, you know, she just kind of, I guess, needs to pick your brain about that career of hers. So here we go out to Pat.
Hello?
Hello. You're on the air.
Hi. Hi, Nicole. Hi, Cindy. How are you?
Hi, Pat. I know you're getting exhausted with this whole big thing because – you know, first you had COVID, which was like, you know, a big thing thrown into you. And then, you know, I had discussed with you a year ago that you should have looked for another job. You know, we've already discussed that because the writing on the wall was this one was going to start getting to be more of a pain. And now your owner, your boss has sold it to other people and they're not going along with the way you normally like to do business, correct?
Correct, but actually, technically, it hasn't been sold. I mean, it seems like it's going back and forth with lawyers, and they want money off the price, and they wanted this, and they wanted that. I'm really wondering whether or not these people are really seriously interested in this. And
have they been doing the patients, you know, in this place already?
No.
Have they been?
No. No,
yeah.
They can't. They didn't get ownership.
But what's going to happen now is they've been stalling too long, and I think you're not going to have half the patients that were there before all this happened because not everybody can wait forever. Not everybody can wait forever for people to make up their mind what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks to me like those owners may not, this might not go through because they really want to pay nothing at this point. And you're getting a feeling for them that they're a little bit shysty, like they're a little bit shysters, like they don't want to really do anything correct or right. And see, they're trying to take advantage of COVID, made this, you know, practice be worthless. And it didn't necessarily have to be worthless because of COVID. It's just that your boss didn't necessarily handle things correctly. So in some ways they're right because it is not worth quite what it should be. But I don't, you know, I think your boss isn't liking the interactions. It's not going well. Okay.
Yes, you're 100% correct. Yes.
No, it's not going well. So.
Correct. Mm-mm. But I'm caught in the middle and nobody's discussing. They act like they want me to stay, but they did not share any information about salary, about hours, and then they wanted to be an independent contractor, which I never heard of or could never do. And I've spoken to my accountant. If I do stay and do that, that means I have to pay quarterly tax deductions out of my pocket, and it's going to cost me 6% more on income taxes. In other words, like those days of getting a refund are over. So I'm wondering, I don't think it's going to be feasible if the deal goes through for me to stay. And I'm wondering if I'm going to stay in this field or, believe it or not, I was even looking into Amazon because it seems like they have flexible hours, which is what I need. And,
I was looking to that for you because they want someone like you. They're looking for people that are hardworking and responsible. And, you know, that's an up-and-coming business. That ain't going nowhere, okay? Like, if anything, they're booming so much. So I would look at that for you because you have office skills and ability to organize. And you just want to kind of tweak your resume to show all your organizational skills that you've done, you know, and so that it tweaks for what they're looking for. And that looks actually good. The Amazon looks good for you. So you know, as far as your boss goes, I mean, I don't know. What are you doing when you're there? Is no one seeing these patients?
No. Well, there was somebody who was another doctor there working temporarily who was very nice. And but, of course, he's not my boss. So there were some personality issues. That a lot of people miss my boss. but he was a very nice man. He was a lot easier to work for, believe it or not. And he was trying to do things effectively with the COVID precautions and everything.
Right.
And but people were saying that, you know, it's not the same type of work. Well, of course it can't be because there's certain equipment we're not supposed to use. But then my boss was screwing around with him, excuse my language, about how much he should have been paid. He said, we didn't agree on 50-50. We agreed on 40-50, and it was a whole big fight with that. My boss is a very stubborn man. Once it comes
well, that's
to
why
money
I think that
life.
These people are cheap that want to buy it, and your boss is cheap, so I think this can just blow up. Okay, so
exactly.
I mean, really, it's like looks like a nuclear war here. But what I'm thinking is, look, if this were my dentist and he and I wanted an appointment, this is going on, I'd get another dentist already. I don't think I would be putting up with this. So, I'm thinking people are going to start getting fed up, and the practice may not be there to sell left to sell. You know,
mm-hmm.
like maybe the equipment's there, but you know, it's not going to have. People are going to get tired of this. So.
Right.
No matter what way it goes, I don't see you staying here. Even if these people don't buy it and you get somebody else in there, I don't, because it looks to me like the next person that comes in may want to bring in their own crew and not even
mm-hmm.
use who he had. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, your job doesn't look secure here one way or the other at all. And the thing about being in, why they don't want to pay you on the books right now is because, God forbid dentistry has to shut down again during COVID, they don't want to be responsible for unemployment. Okay,
mm-hmm.
so if you're an independent contractor, during COVID, some independent contractors were actually able to collect, which is unheard of in the history of the world. I've always been an independent contractor. I could never, never collect unemployment. But now some people were able to. But it's a little more tricky. So
mm-hmm.
They're just protecting themselves. So what I see here is a whole new job for you, a new career, building on the skills you have, and you have to learn some stuff, but it's not going to be hard for you to learn what you need to learn. So, you know, looking outside of the field, and I think, you know, we talked about more than a year ago that you needed to get out of there. And, you know,
well, that's
what'd you say?
Flexibility.
Right.
You know, like what hours, because I have a condition, a medical condition, where I have to see a doctor every 2 months. That's
right.
Also like another drawback, you know?
Right. But then again, it looks flexible here, and I would just kind of...
At Amazon, you're saying.
Yes, these people to death. I mean, even if you do the independent contractor for a month or two while you're waiting to find something else, it's not going to make that much of a difference in your life, okay? And,
mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have to agree to that. You probably could go to unemployment and tell them the contract that they want to tell you to be independent contractor, and you don't want that. Because once you start working with a new contract, you can't collect unemployment when you decide you want to go. Do you know what I mean? So you have to kind of figure out what you want to do here. But I don't I just don't see you in the same space, okay? The same building, the same space, the same anything.
Well, that's good. I'm ready to chuck it in. Now, I'm very hurt by the way things are done, really.
What you had to learn is what, you know, unfortunately we talk about on the show all the time is older souls are very loyal people, and they're loyal to a fault. And you assumed that your boss was the same as you, that you're loyal to him, he'd be loyal to you. And I was warning you for years, that's not the case with this man. He was never going to be loyal to you. And But you're lucky you're learning this through your work and not through a marriage. Most women have to learn this, or men through, you know, the prince or princess that becomes the beast, their business partner who's their wife or husband screws them over and is not loyal. Somewhere along the line, we all got to learn a long-term relationship with an unfixable human being is never going to end good. Okay, and your boss has been manipulative, judgmental, and not accountable. Okay, so
you're right.
And you've been with him so long that when you first met him, he was a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. He had a good side and a bad side. Mostly, you know, you were bringing out the good side. But now he's just joined the unfixable side. And he doesn't really care. All he cares about was good for him. But again, karma is a bitch. And this man should have sold this before COVID hit. Like he was thinking of doing, he should have done it last year. Then he would have had, the whole world would have been opened. He would have gotten a better people in there. You would have gone smooth transition. he dilly-dallied so long, and now he's dilly-dallying so long that the practice isn't going to be worth half of what he thinks. So in the long run, he's not going to get what he wants either. So don't think he's coming out victorious of this. You know what I mean? Nope. Right. So the money he could have given you as a nice severance pay or for, you know, the years there, he's not going to get that from this, you know, anymore. It's just not going to be there, the money. So, you know, he could have given you some money, sold it, and done well if he had done what was right. But now this is like a sinking ship. Is the cards are the sinking ship here. So don't you want to get out on some, you know, on a lifeboat somewhere and get yourself to a, you know, a safe shore? So keep look at Amazon, check that out. You know, look outside of your, you know, you just have skills. You have to figure out what they are to translate to other fields too.
Right. Does my parents or anybody deceased have any messages for me?
Yeah, they're basically saying don't dilly-dally is what your mom said. Okay?
Oh,
like,
cool.
You know, no more like just go forward. And, you know that it's time for you to, your mom just said, look, it's time for you to move on. You know, you're getting older and you probably were hoping you could have coasted to retirement with this job. Like, you know, nobody wants at your age to start looking for another career and another job, but they haven't been happy there for a long time. So the people that are losing their job in 2020 are people that weren't happy for a while anyway. And God is giving them better jobs at the other end of it. So that's what you look at as you're going to get a better job. You know, you need to meet
some
new
people. How are you with time?
With time for you, you mean?
Yeah, like you think I'm going to be there out of there by February, whatever.
Well, it looks like if you would get to it, you would be by probably February of 2021. Yep, would be a whole new job and a whole new life going on. So get moving on it. Again, you keep trying to see if you could stay here. And, you know, again, if it all turned out okay and they got a new great owner in there, maybe you could decide to stay. But I'm not seeing that happening. So I would just keep moving forward, you know, knowing that this door is closed now.
Okay.
You know, that it's closed.
I'll hopefully open up another one. I gave so much of myself. That's why I'm depressed. It's sad.
Oh,
it really is. It's sad. I mean, you're right. I should have been out of there. I'm not disagreeing with you. But it's very, very, very sad because now you feel like you've been played for a fool all around. And maybe I'll be with different people. And
nice people. Put it right down to God what you want. A job where they appreciate you, where there's nice people, where it's a nice environment to work, where you go to work and you go home and you don't have to worry about it, where the money is good. Kind of, you know, put it down what you want. And the thing that's really good in your favor is you've been in one place for a long time. You know, there's a lot of people that want that. They don't want people that leave a job every minute. So, you know, you're having been loyal and stayed in one place for a long time isn't going to work against you here. It'll work towards you. And, you know, just follow every lead. And do us a favor and call in again and let us know how the job hunting's going and how you're doing.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I really appreciate all your help.
You're welcome, and we're here for you. Your dad just blew you a kiss, by the way.
Oh, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you.
He
so
blew
much.
You a kiss. He said she needs a kiss. You know.
Yeah,
so.
I think so.
Right, he's blew you a kiss, and just ask them to help you find a job, because that's their job, okay? That's their job.
Praying to Padre Pio, to everybody, really. You know,
girl's
an old-fashioned Italian girl, and I don't know. I go to God.
God, and that's what. And again, anyone who's losing their job in 2020, is God has a better job for them. Okay, that's the ultimate.
Okay.
So, I mean, a good person. If you're a bad person, oh no, this is not a good year.
Well, what do you think?
People.
I'm a bad person?
No, I said no for bad people like your boss, who's turned into being unfixable. It's not going to turn out to be what he thought he was going to get. You know what I mean? Like. Nope, he could have handled this in an entirely different way, and it would have gone well for him and for you and for his patients. He didn't seem to care about his patients or you or anyone, so now it's all backfiring on him.
I hate to say good, but karma's a bitch.
That's what I say. I'm just, Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And boy,
mm-hmm.
It's not going to look good for him. So keep us posted, and good luck to you.
Well, I don't see myself being friends with him. I feel like it's going to sever the relationship.
Okay, well, you're like a woman getting a divorce whose husband just screwed her over financially. You think you're going to be friends with him? I mean, come on.
No.
I mean, this is a divorce. You know, a divorce is a business arrangement as well as a love affair. Like, you know, and you're going through a divorce. That's why it feels doubly like a whammy for you, because he's been your work husband for years. You've been with him a long, long time. And so it has that feeling you loved him, you trusted him, and he betrayed you. And that's often what a divorce feels like. So welcome to the world of what a lot of people have to learn these lessons through divorce. Again,
I'm divorced too.
what you didn't learn from that, you're learning from this one. Okay, like,
mm-hmm.
not everybody's you. Not everybody's loyal. And remember, that's a fault in good people. We are loyal to a fault, and we're loyal to people who don't deserve our loyalty. Okay, loyalty is a two-way street. It's not a one-way street. And, this man was appearing loyal to you when he needed you. Now that he doesn't need you anymore, he doesn't really care. You know, like, you're not his problem, you know, and you and I could never be that way with people. It's not our nature. But, it's what it's done for me lately, for most people.
Yeah,
That's how he feels.
I understand. But you know what kills me? He's got a sick child. You talk about karma, a child born with a disability, you know, like a defect. And I would be the opposite. You know what I'm saying? If I have a situation like that, I would go out of my way to be kind and good to people because of karma and, of course, take care of my kid, but you said it backfired on him. I think it did, and it probably will more.
Well, I'm saying this is the longer he waits, this business is going to be worth less and less and less. So,
sure.
You know, the only thing, you have to come back here and try to fix it and build it up, but then you'll have another job, and that won't be your problem, will it? You know?
Well, that's what I'm hoping would happen, because he does come back periodically. You know, I helped him so much there through the years. Shame.
Well, I know. Well, good luck to you. I want to try to get to another client or two here.
Oh, thank you so much for taking my call. Have a blessed evening. Thank you, Nicole.
Bye.
Thank you so much. And bye, Cindy. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, Scott.
Oh, boy. Now, Nicole, your business situation, your work situation? Are you okay?
Oh, please.
Because all of a sudden, when you got on, I heard something in your voice. I'm like, this is
What? I just, my job is crazier than ever right now. We're adding more staff, which is great. Unfortunately, with what I do, it is a lot of things are all priority, which when everything is a priority, nothing is a priority. And
right.
this week was just a very, very stressful week because I've got attorneys like looking for subpoena information and looking, you know, for me to work on those things. And that's obviously legal, so it's top priority. But on the other side of things, because this is new ownership, they're getting ready to close out the year. And that also requires a lot of my attention. So, you know, every project that I'm working on, it's nothing that I can just finish in a day. They're all larger projects, and everybody's throwing deadlines at me because everybody wants their stuff yesterday. So I had to have a heart-to-heart with my boss right before I got on the phone with you, and I said, listen, you know, I'll do my best, and I'm going to give it the old college try. But I said, to be realistic, I said, I'm not being negative, because he does not like it when you're negative and you're always saying, I can't. I said, I'm not trying to be negative here. I said, I'm just trying to be realistic. This is a lot of work to get done within 24 hours. I said, and if I work late tonight, I'm going to have to leave a little bit early tomorrow, because it's just like, I'm already putting in the extra hours trying to get it done. And the fact that the attorneys bumped up my timeline from next Tuesday to tomorrow is really, really, it's not putting me in a good position. And he said, okay, so I'm going to work a little bit later, late tonight after we get off the show tonight. And then tomorrow I'm going to take a nice early Friday. So, you know, I'm going to finish it up in the morning and be done after that. And then he was totally okay with that.
Good. And I'm glad you spoke up for yourself, okay? Just
Listen, I mean, there are many days where I get up at 7 o'clock in the morning, and just because I get wrapped up, and it has nothing to do with them expecting it of me, it's just my work ethic. Like, I'll get up at 7 o'clock in the morning and I'll stop working at 7 o'clock at night sometimes. Now that I'm home working, you know, it was a little bit different when I had to get up and go to an office. But so I have no problem putting in the extra hours. But if it's and that's because I want to. But if they're going to put me into a position where it is expected of me, well, then I need to be compensated for that expectation.
Right, exactly. And notice how you're dealing with righteous anger, just the facts. I love it.
Yes. Yes, I love absolutely. It.
And I'm proud of you. And
well, thank
again,
you.
I said, boy, she's grown up a lot since, you know.
Oh,
when
my
I,
God,
you
know, I know, right?
I was like, is this Nicole? Like, is this Nicole now? Wow.
Oh,
what
my
is,
God,
what is
I know.
12 years has made.
You
know?
Oh, my God, yeah. You know, it's, you know what, but I mean, like, you know, you say it all the time, Cindy, you know, people like you and people like me, we're donkey people. And there are many times where I want to do things for myself that I don't, and I put work and I put what everybody else needs from me ahead of that. And that's my own fault. And I make a conscious decision to either do or not do. And when they're my decisions, that's okay. And I can't fault anybody else for it because I made that decision. It was my choice. But the fact that I really wasn't given a choice, that's where I kind of have to put my foot down and kind of be like, you know what? You get me extra hours all the time, so don't start putting your expectations on me. You know, I mean, you know, don't start taking my choice away from me or taking for granted the fact that I'll do it. You know, the moment I start, you know, being taken for granted, that's kind of when I have to put my foot down and, you know, do the old Fred Flintstone, you know, halting of the vehicle and just be like, okay. Let's revisit this now.
Right, exactly. So I'm glad that you did speak up. Now, we do have Sharon, and can you tell us a little bit about Sharon?
Yes. Actually, our callers, and I remember this so, so vividly, Sharon called us back in August. Regarding her son passing. And, you know, she talked to us, you know, when it was just very, very fresh. For some reason, August 8th is popping into my head. It was like around the 8th or the 9th. And I think she called like within a week or two of her son's passing. And you know, she's just calling in for an update. She just needs, she's not really doing well with it. And she just needs a little bit of peace. And hopefully you can try to assist her with not necessarily giving her peace today, but at least helping Sharon move towards peace. So here we go out to Sharon in New York. Hello, Sharon. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi,
so have you been getting any signs from the other side yourself, from your son?
I did in the beginning, and I don't think I am now.
Okay. And sometimes it's, you know, when he first passed, you were still in the sort of shock moment,
mm-hmm.
You know, and... You know, that's what sometimes you're still like, now you're not in shock anymore, okay? You're just, it's now sinking in that he's really gone.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been trying to give you signs all along. And, you know, first of all, you were a very good mother. Do you know that?
Yeah, you told me that.
I hope so. And what would make you think you weren't a good mother?
I don't know. Could I have done more?
No.
You know,
that's done more how? Could you give a how you could have done more? Because this is the, like, if I only did this, if I only did that, what if I did this? Do you have specific things you think would have made a difference?
I just think that, you know, could I have saved him? Could I have been there? Could I? I don't know.
Because he's saying you were a very good mother, okay? He said you didn't fail him. He feels like he failed you, okay? Like you did everything you could. And, you know, he's saying you keep wondering if I did this, if I did that. Was your son always telling you things?
He was really great to me, you know, like he, I mean, I don't think that he told me everything. I really don't. I think that he never wanted me to know a lot of things.
Right. And so how can you help someone when they don't tell us the truth? Like, it becomes possible, doesn't it? Like, and we're looking back thinking, always, could I have seen something? Should I have picked up on something? It's very hard with mothers and children because we love them so much that, mm-hmm. you know, the blind should go on when we love people, okay? If we don't mm-hmm. love people, we can pretty much pick up on what's going on. But when we love mm-hmm. people, sometimes that denial mechanism kicks in really strong. And sometimes we don't want to see certain things because we don't know how to help it. We don't know what to do with it. And, mm-hmm. you know, he's very peaceful in his own way, okay, on the other side. He likes music a lot. Do you listen to music ever?
Yeah.
Do you ever get any signs from him through music? Because he's trying to give you signs through music.
Remember I told you he and I both love country music. And in the beginning,
yep.
like, different songs would come on. And I don't know whether, I don't know what, I don't know.
Again, there's a point when we're deeply, deeply into grieving. And the card I got on you was there's a mourning card that's a very strong card that you're heavy into mourning at this point. It's a little harder to get messages when we're very, very deep in mourning. It's just mm-hmm. it's just harder because with the deeply mourning, there's depression, and it's circumstantial depression. It's not clinical depression, although if it goes on forever, it can become. You have a lot of
right.
circumstantial depression right now. And the mm-hmm. depression is a feeling of hopelessness and anger
right.
turned inward. And when we are feeling that depression stage of grief, because that is a stage, the shock is kind of
mm-hmm.
wonderful because we're sort of on this God-given tranquilizer somehow of shock, okay? So all
mm-hmm.
the
yeah.
all the feelings aren't cutting so deep into our heart and soul. Well, the shock
mm-hmm.
wears off around now. And, you know, and now it's the real feelings, the real deep feelings of, you know, there's some anger. Depression is anger turned inward in anger. I mean, are you mad
mm-hmm.
at yourself at all?
I think I was in the beginning.
Okay, and as you should be. Like he just said, Mom, write me a letter while you're mad at me. And I'm waiting for it.
I write him every night.
Good. And he hears it. And he hears it. But do you tell him why you're mad at him?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I do.
He said, Mom, I can take it. Okay, I can take it. But he needs you to get in, you know, you're in the depressed stage, then comes the anger. Okay. And mostly
mm-hmm.
nice people don't like to be in an angry stage of things.
No.
You know, we don't think anger is a valid emotion, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It becomes depression and illness and, you know, cancer. We just don't want to admit anger.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a right to be angry. You have a right to be angry at this world a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not an ideal world to be raising children in, I'll tell you that much.
Mm-hmm.
And part of why God
yeah.
shut down the whole world, paused, reset, choose again, what we're going through in 2020, is the amount of drugs that are out there. The amount of,
mm-hmm.
you know, Hollywood. God wanted Hollywood shut down. It's still shut down. It's going to be
mm-hmm.
shut down for a long time. The movies they were making were not good. The television shows are not moral. So shut it down for a while. Let's see if we can get better things going on. And so this
mm-hmm.
is not an easy world to raise a child in. It's not easy
mm-hmm.
to be a mother. But he thinks you're the greatest mother. You know, he just thinks you're the greatest mother. How old was he when he passed?
42.
Okay, because, you know, he's, you know, you still think of him as being your baby almost, you know, 42 or no 42. And
yeah.
But he said he was old enough to know better. And, you know, he's a very loving soul from the other side. Was he a loving son? Because he's loving, you know, there's a lot of love coming.
He was
from
me, yeah. He was
right.
me.
Right. I mean, he loves you. And you're now in New York. Is that where you're living now?
Yeah. In,
okay. And
in Long Island.
Are you happy mm-hmm. here on Long Island now? I mean, I know you're not happy, but are you? Is it a good place for you to live right now?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've always lived here, so it's, you know, I don't know. I guess this is home.
Right. And, you know, he's going to give you a very clear sign in the next day or two. You have to pay attention. He gave me the rest in peace card, which is something he's, you know, he's trying to do. When you're so upset, he's upset. And, you know, there's nothing more painful than burying your own child, and he knows that. And, you know, he likes to remember, he likes to think about when he was a young boy. He, you know, that he was a lot of fun, according to him. Was he fun when he was a kid?
Yeah, he was.
But he just said to me, I was a really fun kid. that's what he likes to think about, how he was a fun kid. Mm-hmm. And he was a happy child. You know, as he got older, he wasn't always coping that well with the world. Are you aware of that?
Yeah.
And for that, he's sorry. But what he wants you to remember is the happy times. And, you know, he seems to miss people he loved. He's adjusting to the other side. He's, you know, he feels like at peace where he is. I mean, he keeps saying, Mom, I'm good. I just need you to know I'm okay. Like, I think part of you worry about, is he okay? Yes, he's good. He is allowed down on earth about 100 hours a month. He's known to be in your house quite frequently. And, again, he likes the music. He'll sit outside. He's not very hard to please when he's down on earth. He just sometimes likes to be near you a lot. And, you know, he just feels like that's where he just likes to be. So whatever you're doing makes him happy. And we're also now getting toward where this is sort of the hard time of year because we start to have Halloween and Thanksgiving and Christmas and the holidays. It's really difficult the first year of mourning when you're going to start hitting the holiday season.
Right.
And it is a little bit of the blues going on there. Do you ever talk to any of his friends? Do you ever talk to any of them anymore?
I see some of them. You know, some of them really don't live around here anymore. So I really don't.
Because sometimes when he's on Earth, if he's not with you, he's visiting with some of them. You know, he likes to spend time with them as well. Have you dreamed about him yet? Because he's really trying to come to you in the dream plane a lot.
No.
So do you wake up a lot at night?
Yeah.
Because what happens is, you know, it's called astral travel. You're about ready to astral travel to him, and then you wake up, okay? Mm-hmm. And when you wake up, then all of a sudden it's like you're just about to travel to him, and you wake up and it stops. So he would like you, before you go to sleep, say, I'd like to visit my son, because he would like to see you on that plane so he could give you a hug. He wants to give you a hug. He said he was a good hugger. Okay, was he a good hugger?
Yeah, he was.
Okay, because he said, if you come in the dream plane, I can actually give you a hug. And he's laughing because you won't catch COVID. You know, like we can't even call people anymore. He's like, it'll be a COVID-free hug, Mom. So let me give you that special hug because that's what he would like to do. And again, he said, if you want him to be happy on the other side and at peace, please stop thinking you could have done something different and you weren't that you weren't a good mother, because he said he wasn't always a good son, but you were always a good mother. And like he needs for you to know that. I mean, I think he was good to you in many ways.
Yeah, he was.
But he wasn't always honest about things.
No, he really wasn't.
And when people aren't honest with us, again, we cannot help people. I go through this all the time. You know, people really can't lie to me because spirit will tell me they're lying. But if they're lying to me and they're not confessing that they're using drugs or doing certain things that they shouldn't be doing, then I really can't help them because I can't, you know, am I going to insist you're doing something? Like, what am I supposed to do when you tell me no? I'm supposed to, you know. And then I can't help them. And spirit says, look, they don't want help. If they don't tell the truth, you know, God helps those who help themselves. If they're not telling the truth, you can't help them. And when something horrible happens, then I feel terrible. Do you know what I mean? And yet I can't help them without truth. So your son is like, if he had been truthful to you, maybe you would have tried to help him, don't you think?
Yeah.
And he really thought he was going to be able to help himself, by the way. I don't think he was, he just said to me something. I didn't want to bother her because I thought I had it under control. Okay, and
I believe that.
Okay,
it's okay, Mom. I got it.
That's what he said to me. I got it. Like, that's the exact word he said to me. Don't worry, I got this. But he didn't have it. He said,
right.
Was I in denial? Was I lying to myself? Probably. So, again, when he wasn't telling you the whole truth, nothing but the truth, his intention was not to hurt you. His intention was to protect you and to hopefully do what was right without having to burden you with all that worry. So did God see to his intention? He didn't lie to you or keep things from you because he was a son of a bitch. Okay. If he was a son of a bitch, maybe he would have dumped all this crap in your lap and told you fix it, you know? Like,
yeah.
He really didn't want to put this on your lap for you to have another thing to worry about. So, again, God swore to his intention, and his intention was never to hurt anyone, ever.
Right.
So,
right.
He's in a nice realm because of that. You know, he's so sweet. He said to me just now, I like you, to me, you know? And I thought, how sweet was that? He said, I like you. He just said to me, I like you. I like him, too. Okay.
Very personable.
You know, he's like, oh, I like you. And he was a likable person. He said when he was good, he was oh so good, but when he was bad, he was bad. And and he's being as honest as he can. And he said, we'll meet again, Mom, but I don't want to see you up here for a long, long, long time. Okay.
Okay.
You know, people down here on Earth need
Cindy,
you.
The last time we talked, you mentioned you kind of floored me when you said Puerto Rico. I mean, it floored me.
Right.
I was.
And are we going to Puerto Rico? You know.
Well, not now.
You know,
sometimes.
When he says, when we can, we're going to Puerto Rico. Okay. And you know, and that's the whole thing. And he wanted you to laugh with that. That's the kind of person he is. He wants you to laugh. He wants you to be happy. He's a little more remorseful than the last time we talked, which means he's gotten more of his life review. And he's seeing more of what he could have, would have, should have done better. Okay. And for that, you know, he said, look, you know, God gets pretty brutal up here when it comes to, like, truth. You know, we have to face it. And he's done a good job of facing truth. Okay, that's something important. You know, he's also with, you know, the man that you had loved who was from Puerto Rico. Is that where he was from, I think? Because I think that's what the guy just said. And you didn't get to say goodbye to him, and he just said, tell her hello. He just said, we're not saying goodbye, we're saying hello, okay? He loved you very much. So, you know, you lost your son, and you lost a man you love very much, you know? And, you know, sometimes when it rains, it pours. But,
yeah.
you know, really, I like your son very much. You know, he's really trying to be as loving as he can be. You know, he misses all of you a lot, okay? You know, he just says he had a good family. You know, do you know he had a good family? He said, I had a good family. You know, and that's how he feels. Can you do us a favor and call in again? Because I think he's going to see you in the dream plane. And I would like to hear that you experience that because it'll give you that feeling that he really still exists. And right now you're trying, you know, it's hard. We get signs, we believe, but there's a moment where we say it's not enough. And so he would like to give you that experience and let you know that he's around. So, I do like him. He's very youthful. Like he was 42 when he died, but he's kind of a young 42, you know? you know, he's a lot of fun and he's asking you to forgive him. Have you forgiven him?
Oh, yeah.
I'm on it. Mm-hmm. I'm on it. Did you hear that? All of a sudden,
what
my
the hell was that?
That was, oh my God! All of a sudden, you didn't hear me say Siri, right? Nobody heard. I didn't say Siri, right? And when I said he's asking you to forgive her, and then it went, I'm on it. Okay, so that's what he wants you to say, Mom, that you're on it. You know how he said he's got this. That
yeah.
Now he said, Mom, you're on this. Okay. You're going to learn to forgive him, the person, but not his action. And,
wow.
And not his lies. But that was really freaky, wasn't it?
Thank you so much, Cindy.
And call in again, especially when you're feeling a little low, a little blue, because your son just wants you to laugh a lot.
I know.
And, you know, I've known you for maybe 5, 6, 7 years now, I think. Enough.
Yes,
I read you.
I came to your house.
Because I remember when you came. I remember, you know, who you are. And, you know, your son said if you're feeling low, just call into the radio show again. He actually likes being on the show, by the way. He gets kind of a kick out of it. He's like, this is cool. I'm dead and I'm on the air. Like, what could be more fun? Like, he's cracking up. Like, he's the funniest thing because he says things to me that are so funny. And, like, basically what he's saying is he hasn't had this much fun since he died, and he likes being on the air. He likes Nicole, too, by the way. Nicole, he likes you.
Aw.
He said, you know, make sure you tell Nicole I like her, too, because I don't want her to feel left out. He said he doesn't want her to feel left out.
Aw. That's very, very nice.
So I can imagine as a kid, he wasn't a flat leaver, and he wasn't the kind of kid that left kids out, you know?
No.
Right, because he wanted to make sure we include Nicole in this.
Listen,
you know?
He seems like he's a very good time, so.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's a riot, by the way.
You know,
he's a riot.
For somebody that's newly passed, I mean, operating Siri from that vantage is pretty impressive.
Yeah, and also to have gotten Siri to talk is like,
yeah,
that means he knows
that's
how
very,
to
very
with electronics. Okay, and
thank you so much. Cindy.
So expect you know an email to pop up or some crazy thing that you won't be able to you know figure out how it happened. You know, just figure that out. I mean, it's so funny. I just did a reading for a client before I got on the air, and I wrote, there was a message on her, the calendar that said, she thinks she's pregnant. And I'm like, what the hell is that? When did I write that? Why would I write that? What the hell is that message? And she gets on the phone. She goes, I think I'm pregnant. I went, wait. Okay. Like, I just couldn't believe it. Now, I don't know who wrote it, or if I wrote it, why I wrote it, why I would have written it. I don't know. But with the electronics, it's funny if you pay attention to them, they really are amazing how that signs you could get from the other side. So try to look for them in fun ways because he wants to make them fun. You're always going to laugh when you get a sign from him, okay? Like, it's going to be something stupid or silly or, like, just, he wanted us all to laugh. Like, he didn't want you to get off the phone sad or get off this reading sad. He wanted you to feel he made you laugh.
Oh, good.
So that's quite a blessing from him.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
Call again, and
thank you so much
for sharing your story with us. You're so welcome. Bye for now.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, Sharon.
Okay, I like her son.
Oh, he's so
I like her son.
Sweet.
He's cute, too, by the way. I can tell he's cute. Okay.
the one thing that you know, I mean, and I was in and out of the chat room, and the chat room has been kind of funky, Cindy, and the caller that I screened for after Sharon has already dropped. So we're going to go blind on the next caller for the last 5 minutes.
We're going to go the 1063, okay, because
the
I think that's Amanda Fest. I think that's Amanda Fest.
Amanda Fest.
Okay.
But yeah, you know what? I still see that Sharon is listening, and the one thing that I just would, you know, I wanted to tell her, you know, earlier on, but I was in the chat room, and that is that, you know, one of the things that I've always done whenever, you know, I've lost somebody close to me is if I'm not getting those signs, I start doing things that they would have done. You know, so like if they like to, you know, go shopping, you know what, I maybe may take a walk around a mall. Obviously, this is pre-COVID. You know, one of my very, very good friends passed. And, you know, when I was lacking signs, you know, she was very, very big. She always used to tell me that she
was
getting
most of her. Are we talking Carol right now? Are we talking Carol?
Yeah.
Okay, because
yeah.
Carol just came in the room when you said this. Okay, because Carol was like, she was like, did somebody call me? Okay.
Yeah, I did, you know. I mean, that's so funny. But yeah, like, you know, so like if I'm not getting any signs from her, you know, like I'll go get a glass of red wine. I'll go sit by the water. It was one of the things, you know, and then, you know, when I go to sleep at night, you know, I mean, if I concentrate a lot, and she hasn't been around for a while, thank you very much. But, you know, if I'm ever thinking about her or anything like that, usually she'll come. So if those kinds of messages for Sharon are kind of remiss, you know, just try to do something that your son liked, you know, go fishing, go, you know, do something, you know, that you normally wouldn't do for yourself, you know, and maybe that'll help you with accepting signs and picking up on some signs and things like that, you know. And I think the last thing that your son wants to do is burden you with, you know, with the heaviness of his passing. And I think that he just wants you to get to a place where you're going to be able to rejoice and appreciate, you know, the fact that even though he may be gone, you can potentially, you know, still get signs from him and he could still be a very active part of your life. So, and he's never really gone from you anyway. So that's just the one thing for anybody who's going through that, you know, you could try it and see if it works for you.
See if it works, of course. And, you know, and that's wonderful. So let's see what Manifest might have to say to
okay,
us.
Okay, which one was it? The 1063 that we said?
Yep.
Manifest. Hello, darling.
Hi, Amanda.
Hello.
The woman who manifests everything. Okay, so
I know.
I mean, she's just amazing. I've never seen anyone manifest the way she does, ever, ever, ever. So I know you've got this new guy. How's that going?
He's my boyfriend.
Oh, you say the word boyfriend and girlfriend?
He's my boy. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, thank God. There is a God. Thank you. Because remember, I told you, we're not doing any more guys that don't want to know how to say boyfriend, girlfriend. Nuh-uh.
No,
because
we're
if they
not.
Can't say it, they've got. And I saw the picture of you guys in Montauk together. You looked adorable together.
Oh, my God. He's so, so handsome. And he treats me like a freaking princess. Like, I know I've probably said this way too many times, but this guy, the relationship with him feels a lot different than anything that I have ever felt before. He is most definitely a soulmate. Absolutely. I could say 100%. And I can obviously also say that he is not a commitment phobe.
Good. Good, good, good. We've been had enough of those.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, no, this relationship is nothing like I've ever felt before. You know, we're committed. You know, I think that if I didn't know him from a hole in the wall, I think I probably would have waited a little bit longer to, you know, put the title on it. But, you know, I've been getting to know him for the past 6 or 7 months. So it's not like he wasn't anybody new, and I already knew that he was a good guy. And I'm pretty sure he was actually the guy that liked me. Like, I had a reading from you back in April, and you said that there was somebody around me that, you know, that liked me. And I think that it was him. Like, thinking back to it, I don't think that it was Mike. I think it was Patrick.
Yep.
Yeah, I think
because I remember when I saw it was like somebody that you weren't acknowledging, like you didn't get yet recognize who he was yet for you.
Yeah, he was there. I knew he was around. I don't know. Maybe I just wasn't in, you know, it just wasn't the right timing. I wasn't in the right mindset. I wasn't. You know, I don't know exactly, but, you know, everything just sort of like in the past, I don't know, almost 2 weeks, like, it just sort of, like, clicked, and honestly, like, this is the most happy that I've been with anybody. I mean, you know, I mean, come on, like, he's an auto mechanic, which is great, and, you know, he told me to bring my car by the shop because I needed an inspection done, and not only did he do it, he paid for it. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, like things like that. I mean, he doesn't even let me touch the car door. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't. There's just, I don't know what else to say. Like, I just can't, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, God, I wasn't even looking for it. And it just kind of, like, poof, here it is. And I'm just so happy. And, you know, he supports what I'm trying to do. He supports, you know, he supports my goals, trying to become a pilot. And I can't say enough good things about him. He's just, like, he's like an answered prayer.
Okay,
that's,
now you were going to
really
move to Tennessee. How does that alter things now?
Actually, he's actually looking to move down south as well.
Okay, good.
So it's looking like we probably will go down there together.
Wow. So
yeah,
that list, oh, looks good. So I don't see any red flag cards here. So great. You know. You know. So I'm glad. And what I wanted to hear was, remember you even like mailing that? I said I don't want to talk to her. I just want you to know that I didn't want to hear until you said boyfriend, girlfriend. Now, Christiana just emailed me the 651 number, and she said, you know, that I was supposed to get her on the air. We did try, Christiana, but you, for some reason, your phone wasn't picking up. Is that correct, Nicole?
Yeah, I picked up a couple times, and I said, hello. I waited a little bit, and I didn't get an answer back, so I moved on to the next caller.
Okay, so you'll have
just
to call
so everybody
in next
is
week.
Aware, you know, I always identify, you know, who is, you know, that I'm talking to, because I know it can be a little bit confusing, because one minute you're listening to the show, the next minute you're not. So I always say, 4757, could I have your name, please? And because in this case, that was the last four digits of your number, and I always identify you by the last four digits of your number. So just, you know, listen up. If you press the number one, listen for those last four digits and answer me. And I will be more than happy to get you guys on the air. And I'm really sorry, Christiana, but maybe it was just not your time to get a reading. Maybe next week is your lucky week.
Right, yeah. So please call in next week, because for some reason your phone wasn't coming through. It could be a glitch on the side here of Blog Talk Radio. I don't know, but you know, I kept asking her to pick up on that number, and she did several times. So that's why I'm glad you emailed me, because I'm like, I could still see your number up here, but I was like, I don't know why it's not going through. So we'll call in next week, and we'll put you on in the beginning of the show. Because if you remember when the show started, didn't I say go to 651-4757? And then you went.
Yeah, no, I marked that one. I marked past number as the first two. And, you know, and then while you were talking to Debbie Tony, that's when I ran over to Christiana. And then when Christiana didn't pick up, I went to Pat, and then Pat did. So there we go.
Okay. So call in next week. I'm sorry about that. But soon as we get the glitches here beyond our control.
Absolutely.
And it usually means you were meant to come on next week anyway. So whatever you want to answer,
yeah,
probably will be clearer by next week.
Exactly. Maybe she needed another week to marinate before she actually got a little bit of info. So,
yep. All right. Well, good night, everybody. They're going to knock us off. I just got the message that we got like about 10 seconds.
Oh, boy.
Left. Okay.
All right. Have a great week, and thank you, everybody, for calling in.
Bye.